You have now entered the Mixtape Addict Show, broadcasting every day with the French Connect, DJ King Flo.
Yo, this your boy Big Daddy Kane with a message to all my mixtape addicts. This is it, baby, get your fix. DJ King Flo.
Yo, 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 what's up, world? It's your boy, DA to the Z, Daz Dillinger from the legendary Dog Pound. And you're in the mix right now with DJ King Flo, a.k.a. Mr. Mixtape Addict from France.
Hey, yo, it's Talib Kweli. You checking out the Mixtape Addict. Word is Bond. Rocking with DJ King Flo.
Yo, what up? This your homeboy, Ace Hood, rocking with DJ King Flo. You know we got that crazy flow over here, you heard? King Flo, let's make a move.
Yo, check this out, man. It's your boy Crazy Bone. And whenever I'm over in France kicking it, you know what I'm saying, doing my thug thing, I'm with the homie DJ King Flo, man. I'm keeping it real, baby. Down in France, Orleans. Y'all know how we do.
Mixtape Addict. DJ King Flo. Mixtape Addict.
Grind heavy, they can't comprehend my hustle. Be easy cheek of popping your gums, you don't want to tussle. Can't comprehend my hustle. Be easy cheek of popping your gums. You don't wanna tussle. Strong warm the game, baby. Get it off the muscle. Everything is for the taking. Let's not get this mistaken. I'm focused on the money I'm raking. All investments I got a stake in. You secretly competing, that's why your heart is breaking. At home glammed up, not a hit caking. Multiple streams of income. I'm bringing home the bacon. The beast in me was dormant, and now it has awakened. Work effort activate. Wordplay to captivate. Catalog and parallel. Soothing flow casting spells. Mesmerizing melodies. Keep the masses compelled. They pray I fall off. They try to vex me. I'm the goddess, baby. Ain't nobody gonna check me. Sufi sword right through their neck be. No choice but to respect me. If it's for my protection, I don't care who reject me. People go out their way to criticize and scrutinize. Drag their feet when it comes time to support. Hating is truly a pussy boy sport. Get off the sidelines, this is strict program. And here to my guys. Knock the chip off your shoulder. Bars on simmer, got the beats on smolder. Divine energy, I ain't gon' hold ya. Rugged regime, and the most high soldier. Chefing up something delicious. 10% melodic, the other 90. You best believe it's really vicious. I'm putting in work to manifest all my wishes. Dynamic dialogue, mutant mundane monologues. Clip. Knock the chip off your shoulder. Bars on simmer, got the beats on smolder. Knock the chip off your shoulder. Bars on simmer, got the beats on smolder. Knock the chip off your shoulder.
DJ King Flo.
Bars on simmer, got the beats on smolder. Divine energy, I ain't gon' hold ya. Rugged regime, and the most high soldier. Chefing up something delicious. 10% melodic, the other 90. You best believe it's really vicious. I'm putting in work to manifest all my wishes. Dynamic dialogue, mutant mundane monologues. Clear vision, you can't see past the fog. I don't deal with facades and politics. All the hate in the matrix tricks. I move with authenticity, simplicity over complicity. Have pure intentions. I do this out of love, not for publicity. Hope all the bullshit really be missing me. I hope all the bullshit really be missing me. Pieces of hate. I use that fuel to make me great. Build my integrity. Vince Vega. Just go with it. Bob 'em a thousand, baby. Just flow with it.
Stay
on my ground. You know I don't pivot. My best life. You know I live it.
Mixtape Addict.
Just go with it. Vibe on 1000, baby, just flow with it. Stay on my ground, you know I don't pivot. My best life, you know I live it. You could say I'm demented. Hip hop in my DNA, deeply rooted, you know cemented. Straight gutter minus all the answers. Hard body surpass semantics. The way I drop make these motherfuckers frantic. Solidify, baby, I don't need nobody to stamp it. Hype as fuck, I don't need nobody to amp it. Killing all your favorites, my flow is flagrant. Ear to the pavement, my presence to make a statement. My auditory is immaculate, the real stay backing it. Confidence never lacking it. Man edit the money, I'm attracting it. They hate my life, they be attacking it. Loved and lucky, they can't stand it. That's why they feel away and they move underhanded. Respect, I command it. I'm my authentic self, nobody reprimanded. Queen's Gambit, triad assassins, assemble, who gon' disband it? Speak real candid, always vocal. Got this game in a choker. Your shit so-so. My shit on go, my shit on go. Just go with it. Vibe on 1000, baby, just flow with it. Stay on my ground, you know I don't pivot. My best life, best life. You know I live it, you know I live it.
We really getting bread to throw artists in. I used to be on La Fontaine, felt like partisan.
Say
what I want, but they really want acknowledgement. I walk with no conscience from accomplishments. I had to make a call to make a call. So your life depends, you going on tour or you a corpse. It's a common end. Half an ounce breaking down the saw to make a common spin. Rags down, back against the wall. I'm in the lion's den. Makes it change color when I walk through psoriasis. You really better chill before I pill Klonopin. We already spit through your hood, that shit was moderate. Yeah, the real ain't common, but they got common sense added up. The right equation ain't computing. The water was diluted, they cooked it and then they moved it. I'm a street fighter too, shit that shiny shoe high locus. I'm a nuisance with a movement, mask down. If I call my little bro Izzo, it's a man down. TBN background, you know the shooters in the background. Yeah, they gave me no choice, I'm what they needed. Now the real got a voice. Dream on the boom, bye bye. And we ain't talking about the same clothes. No, and we ain't talking about the same hoes. No, and we ain't talking about the same dough. Same dough.
Had to fuck with this, huh? Jalo, Stove, Nigel.
Luigi. The six came with TV, smoker cleaned it with a squeegee and puffer. Jeans Tabanini, wasn't no budget. Treat a brick like my birthday, make a wish before I cut it. Shit, I love it, you know the repertoire. Table full of baggies, couple scales, trying to measure raw. Might not even cut it, they gon' OD. Coolie high vibes, tears from they family eyes. Got them like, why they do that shit to Cochise for 4 weeks? Ain't seen no indictments, but don't get rocked to sleep. Park the Benz, play the bike like Nigel in my Nike sneaks. Atlantic Ocean sent on the brick when it touched. I'm used to attitudes, now I just give a dick when she cuss. My cousin deep in the sticks, took 100 trips on that bus. Send him flicks of the kids while the CEO's fixing his cuffs. He called me, sound kinda worried. I told him, just don't get touched. Drag your nuts, rip a nigga face open if times get rough. Brick by brick, watch me build it. Chandelier selling stained glass like cathedrals. To raise me, it took a village. Came up rumbling. Left me with more Bruces than Willis. More coops with no ceilings. No more soups in a cell. Just flew a group out to dinner. Not one was less than a dime. I'm Dapper Dan Design. Stamped the brick and all Gucci print. Bunch of G's. High school janitor. He got stuck with keys. Taking all that work with no clients. He must ain't wanna breathe. 100 green. Paint on the rover. Ducking the sucker scene. Selling clean needles to junkies. That was my uncle thing. When you getting it and they sad, they discuss it. Glad bags in the stash was counting cash like no other. Police watching the door, go round the back, I make them stutter. Give them a brick through the window like a mad baby mother. But I'm the type of daddy playing Usher. On my way to pick the money up, the brick and have to touch it. Pop.
Journalist, the Jew dropper, new Sinatra's metaphysics, I move like Mustafa, from Cold Copper to Vogue Vodka, I post proper, at La Casa, flicking it in the Fox Spur, the Jostler, Vave Cooper, drop spur, my eyeballs on beans, the blocks blur, baller, set shit off, I'm no staller, don't need jewels on my neck to reflect auger. the journalist, the Jew dropper. Newson, the journalist, the Jew dropper. Newson, the journalist, the Jew dropper. Newson, the journalist, the Jew. The journalist, the Jew dropper. New Sinatra's metaphysics. I move like Mustafa. From Cold Copper to Vogue Rocker, I post proper. At La Casa, flicking it in the Fox Spur. Will not slur. Vave Cooper, drop spur. My eyeballs on beans, the blocks blur.
Mix baller.
Set shit off, I'm no staller. Don't need jewels on my neck to reflect over. Best author, from Brooklyn to Spec Torture. As far as still alive, I can vibe and vet offer. Flow silly, thumbs out, what's the dilly? It's either a hung jury or ride till they come kill me. Shot caller, never a slum watch sporter. Feeling like Ron when he first rocked the fedora. Chest broader, fruits and veggie, fresh water is power. I knocked the cell tower out of order.
Surprise clowns, we caught ya.
All off guard, witness the slaughter.
Young Pablo at the border.
Just left Cabo with a quarter.
Diablo, this is Scorcher.
Fuck it, that's go. Fuck it, that's go.
The stakes are too high. And be sure members of your family stay near a safe shelter. Don't take unnecessary risks.
DJ King Flow.
My friends are disguised like cumulonimbus. I witness the business and ask for forgiveness. Real life things that give you cause to pause. Implause on the reason that you're wrapped in gauze. Entombed, sealed room on the left-hand path. I flipped a few packs, washed a few stacks, jacked some knickknacks. Then I had to redirect and try to cover my tracks. Just the bleak facts.
I am the law.
Some calling me a sinner, my excuse is getting thinner. Let the beating take its course like a broke David Schwimmer acting Ross's third divorce. Hey. Then drop a fat rack on two steak dinners. You're an NFT weenie in a tacky palace beanie. I'm James Gandolfini, bend your spine like Kundalini. Recognize on the beat with unscathed, it's looking bleak. We riff it so ill, you're click and repeat. I'm under your bed, you're under the sheets. A full stampede, straight down it with cleats. Discreet with the heat, we're pressing delete. Mr. Mojo rising. Discreet with the heat, we're pressing delete. Got a sick hobby, and no one can stop me. Reanimating body parts from cold storage lobbies.
I'm posted
in the lab, a Bavarian woods discreet. There's a sick treat strapped up underneath a thick sheet. Electrifying Alto Stratus into pylon apparatus. Lowered down from the rafters, conscious in the crystal lattice. Real fear factor, crazed laughter, mad hatter. With a bent stature, here to bring the rapture. New life manufactured, rotten brains captured. After hours in the science wings of medical institutions, I'm Confucius with a scalpel during court for constitution. I found my father's notes, this is family retribution. A natural evolution.
The monster created by a man they called Mad is turned loose to strike terror into the hearts of men.
I said throw away the shovel and grab the beast a muzzle. We heard
daddy.
The angry mob swiftly charging up the main path with pitchforks and torches. So then I relieved the wait staff. Bloodbath, final push to the goal at hand. The lightning connects land, reanimates the man. Now a proud father, I command my son to stand. Little did we know we'd have a few minutes span. Ignite the oil pan, fling it off the table, then burn the whole lab as we escape through the stables. Paging Dr. Howard, Dr. Fine, Dr. Howard. The only thing I grabbed were the notes from the top.
I want to add authenticity to your tape.
Brother Valley and Elgon.
The rich will get richer and the poor will get poorer. The rich gets richer. I wanna
congestion, I'm not stressing how I used to be. Peaking in my 40s with a new physique. I don't pay attention to these trends, you ain't losing sleep. Who's the lions, who's the sheep? Aiming for the stars, but you lose your reach. Peace to Cool Keith, it's still sheets of loose leaf and dreams that are too steep with 2 feet to conquer. But never had a doubt since I was 8 and rotten tacos. Man, this industry's a monster. A pocket of imposters wanna profit off you, taking off like rockets, no astronomers. So onerous, even through the drama and destruction, I'm still running off that little light inside of us. Side of us. Traveled 100,000 kilometers and shine like Aurora Borealis across Andromeda. So wobble, bow to a clown or a pop moniker. The saga's upon us, the end of days is on your monitor. The rich get richer, the poor will absorb it. The middle fights about it, the government ignores it, and those that can't afford it, while the world is out of orbit, sit and sip their coffee, sip doing what they want.
Riddle symphonies, here's the trilogy. I'm cutthroat guillotine. It's the art of dialogue, my deal is big as jeans. You tell the truth, they intervene. Spread the needle, silky screens. Let the paint bleed until it's dry. Now the stage set the scene, I mean, I'm lost and far between the crossroads. I play the game to change consoles. Marbles in a box, I tripped and lost those. I rap the lost souls, put my heart up out my torso. The way the sauce glow, I sold it back and made the cost low. But no surprise though, or call me twice for my bravado. As far as I go, I want the views of Mar-a-Lago. I tell Tonto, no talk, pay pronto. The type of time I'm on, show movado. Crack the egg and hatch the plan. A couple hours on a half a sand. Stick the stage up while I laugh and dance. Ha ha.
It's the motherfucking gold chain. We'll bring it to anybody. What was left was dead animals and hung juries. The general speaking, slap the fucking face off. What was left was dead animals and hung spoils of war in my collection. Heavy metal vests, pirates of the papyrus. We coming for that treasure chest. Highly sedated, silently waited for this day and age to crash the economy and leave it inflated. See what I'm saying? I smash burger the beats, further the streets. Top earner, pop burners and tweak. Over your shoulders, I'ma have you looking for coming at me crooked. Even your mother won't come and see you, cause you'll be hard to look at. Casket closed. If I got a problem with you, trust me, you'll be the last to know and the first to go. Gangstar, I take it personal. These 223s will really burst at you. I got my Palestinian partner that popped up. Shy, sharpen your blade, we bout to have him chopped up. The guy covered in garbs to snipe you at your potluck. All black, your honor, that was not us. Hung jury, what was left was dead animals and hung jury. Hung jury, hung jury.
DJ King Flow.
Hey, y'all, don't play the back and forth word games. I prefer pain. I put a brick on your head, your bird brain. Take 1 week to disturb things. I serve Cain. I fed one sheep and a whole hurricane. Weak niggas don't deserve games. I splurge mainly in December. Every winter the furs change. Your man ran when he heard bang. You nerves lame. You been robbed twice, bitch, this your third chain. Got nerve pain that I ain't aware of. And abandonment issues, but my pistols is taken care of. Only competitions when I face the mirror. Hibernating, but y'all low vibrations gon' wake the bear up. You can't compare us in any era. I won a $20 million estate in Lake Riviera. First time I opened the brick, I teared up. Like, oh shit, we bout to tear it up.
Get at me, yo. And I mean rappy though. Can't go to Kakisaki and back to wearing Patakis, yo. A shell will crack your head like you crack the shell on pistachios. Producer of this track was to sniff the key off of Casio. The Reaper at the dough and Jesus on the main line. The Reaper at the dough, get Jesus on the main line. The Reaper at the dough, Jesus on the main line. Strange times, gotta take good and bad at the same time.
Told him at least save a little cash. It's simple math, either learn the game or remain middle class. Used to dribble bags to fiddle cash. None of my ops didn't last, lest they got to the hospital fast. I hit a block with a triple jab. Since a little lab, we used to serve nickel slabs and Brillo pads. You niggas like the pillow brag. I heard old rumors that you been a fag. You like Willow Dad. I hate to make you individuals mad. I'm in my civil bag, put a trust symbol on a liberal flag. Shells hit you when you with your dad. When bullets riddle past your window glass, you gon' be crippled bad. My pistol had a long clip attached. Put a bullet in his ass, better get rid of the visceral fat. Throw a cocktail with his pad. Everybody inside was identified by the dental lab.
Trips. Get at me, yo. And I mean rappy though. Can't go to Kakisaki and back to wearing Patakis, yo. A shell will crack your head like you crack the shell on pistachios. Producer of this track with this track with the key on the key on.
I'm always chasing the drop off the top for the wings.
DJ King Flow.
I got to add a little more. Knock till my stomach and knots in my head on spin.
Dang, I got to add a little more.
What if I? I'm always chasing the drop off the top for the wings. I'm always chasing the drop off the top for the wings. I'm always chasing the drop off the. I'm all. I'm all. I'm out. I'm out. I'm always chasing the drop off the top for the wings.
DJ King Flow.
I got to add a little
knock till my stomach and knots in my head on spin.
Dang. I
mix,
got to add a little
tape.
What if I quake out the trunk till the tape don't pop?
Dang. I got to add a little
pothole them bowls on the road till the rim don't chop. This sub got my system on lock. Yeah, I be one to say, I'm the type to twist a knob until it break. I've been stuck in the load for so long, where how did I get the shakes? There ain't a limit I done push, now the corners I done scrape. Rock bottom takes the cake, that's on any given day. Pushing buttons trying to stop all the static. I swear without that sub sometime life feels so average. But I'm knowing the ones that go the hardest, blow out the fastest. I tried to turn it down but couldn't hear you when you asked me. I'm always chasing the drop off the top for the wings.
Dang, I got to add a little more.
Knock till my stomach and knots in my head on spin.
Dang, dang, I got to add, I got to add.
What?
DJ King Flow. Mixtape Addict.
Pure the spirit of air descending on your prayers. We're bringing up the stress levels, losing all your hair. So this shit's a little different than your local book fair. Listener, beware, you're in for a scare. Mystery shrouds, dark cloud hands clawing out the fog. You can signal the hellhounds and pack these dogs. Your destination found, and I'm drifting through your town with a bag of horror stories filled with otherworldly nouns. It was late night rounds when the fable turned to fact, twisting
brains insane, the puppet came to life, now possessing Cousin Zane. We mystified the crowd like a trick by David Blaine. Time to numb chuck a dumb fuck and lash out spazzed. When you're down on your luck, smoking black and mild jazz, handcuffed in a suitcase, about to crash out fast. Couldn't film the fucking movie with a curse on the cast. Me and Yano in the sewers, this shit is a blast. Pure despair, nightmares descending on your prayers. We're bringing up the stress levels, losing all your hair. So this shit's a little different than your local book fair. Listener, beware, you're in for a scare. Pure despair, nightmares descending on your prayers. We're bringing up the stress levels, losing all your hair. So this shit's a little different than your local book fair. Listener, beware, you're in for a scare.
Griselda.
Yeah. Rappers be high too much. They see the jewels and niggas start to forget how grimy I was. I used to buy up the drugs that line up the plug. Liquor cabinet full of top shelf. 21 and a 38 case the Glock melt. I ain't trying to see a dry spell. I'm the man that make the pot melt. I'm with the block built. I was on my own when y'all got help. I got the call. I was on the phone when y'all got the belt.
That's a boss, huh?
I'm going to get it. Blood, money, and power.
Mixtape
addict. Hey, stay away from a petty person that run off with a penny, then beg for pity instead of mercy.
Mixtape
gave him water when he said he thirsty. Manager on the road, I played every role like Eddie Murphy. Steady working, heavy hurting. When you make this kind of cake, you gotta watch every person. Kinda hard to stop Fetty serving. Try to give them dope, but they want the synthetic deli version. Heavy burdens was carried lightly. Seems funny, I ain't had to ring money when I marry wifey. Now I buy things that's very pricey. All my side bitches, Aries and Pisces, treat me very nicely. Ain't no telling where I might be. Hit the road in February slightly, it's very icy. I seen niggas get buried nightly, they very shiesty. It's rarely likely they fairly fight me.
Trust. I talk that shit to get the room hot. Maroon drop, pumping bass like a boombox. Low in masseuse spots, disrespect your father quick. I don't give a fuck who pop.
Fuck.
Little nigga, couple dollars on me. I'm like who pop?
Who pop,
nigga? I remember popping my taping whenever Clue dropped. Cousin went to war over yellow tops, he had blue tops. 60,000 cash in a shoebox, I made a smooth drop. True shot, Tiger or Barkett, park at the coupon. Tube socks, stashing my nicks, dimes and my dubs, I played the rooftop. On top of my projects, climbed out the slums, my balloon pop. These hoes is not my type, I'm not gonna budge, I'm thinking Juma on Friday, but my bro keep talking plugs. This shit I got is pure,
pure.
Boy George and Bob Lemon product, that obsession dope. I brought some extra rope, I'm in the lobby. Spell prints around the arms of the users, harmed and abused it. Brook apart when Booby had your white tee, that's your white tee, that's your white
tee. DJ King Flow, Mixtape Addict.
It's the Mixtape Addict Radio Show. I'm your host, King Flow. And today my special guest is none other than one of the illest female MCs in the game, Indingo Phoenix. How you doing?
I'm great. I'm great, and yourself?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Thank you. It's cool to have you here. You know, I've been spinning the tracks on the show. It's always some heat. You're always delivering some dope bars. The beats are on point. So it's good to have you on there.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
You're welcome. And now let me start with the first mixtape addict question. You know, it's the tradition in the show. I have to ask you, who is your all-time favorite DJ?
All-time favorite DJ? Ooh, you're putting on the spot. I have to say DJ Premier.
Okay. Why especially DJ Premier?
DJ Premier is a classic. I mean, from when I was young, it was like him and Guru Gangstar. Always, I just gravitated towards that. And I was just thinking about this earlier. Somebody who has longevity, who stands the course of time, still elevates the sound over the years. So definitely. And then I met him in person one time, and he was really nice and humble. And I think those are the big things that I like. And somebody who's talented, but somebody who's also relatable and, you know, personable to the people who admire them.
Yep. That's one thing that a lot of people are missing. You know, they can be good musicians, good rappers, but they forget sometimes that you have to be a nice person to others, you know?
Right.
Yeah. What's your favorite track from DJ Premier? Do you have a favorite song?
I don't think I have a favorite. You know, it's always going to be something from Guru. Maybe just to get a rep or something like that, you know, like it just, for me, it just has some dope stuff. Then I think for the most part, what I like about him is that he is still in touch with keeping a classic sound, but still having a fresh sound to his artistry. So that's what I like. If I had to delve, I will always stick with the classics with him. And it's always going to be something Gangstar, something with Guru on it, because I felt like that collab was just like kismet. It was just such a great chemistry. So all of that catalog.
Yep. It's one thing that's amazing, you know, the chemistry that those two had, you know, rest in peace to Guru. But, you know, it created so many other groups, you know, it influenced a lot of MCs, you know, to go in a duo with another DJ, you know, it sometimes creates some magic. And Right. See what's happening right now in 2025, 2026, we see a lot of people doing this, you know, like rappers or, you know, teaming up with DJs or producer doing projects, just two people. Because like 10 or 15 years before, you know, you had like a gang of producers on the album.
Right.
Like, you know, a different producer for each track. And nowadays we're coming back to this, you know, just two artists working together. And that's what you're doing. I've been seeing your project.
Yeah. I like to work closely with my producers. One, because most of my producers are in-house producers on my record label, and then a lot of the other producers are just fresh face producers that just want to get a chance to be heard. And since I have a platform, I work with them because they're new, just to give them a chance to get out there. So I like to, you know, collab with people. I feel like collaboration is a big thing, because you're able to cross promote. My fan base might not have heard of them, vice versa. So I feel it's always a good way to work with somebody, is to collab, whether it be producers or artists.
Yep, for sure. And tell us about your platform. You told us you had a promo platform. So tell us about that.
Yes. Well, I've worked with certain artists. I started with Etel. So basically doing some publicist stuff for him, press releases. I do email blasts. Basically, like we're doing now, help set up interviews, stuff like that. So I do that for Shabam Sadiq as well, John Jiggs, Reno RX, and a few other artists out there that I work with. So I just like to help as much as I can, to send those email blasts out to DJs like yourself and get the artists out there and help my boys out. Because sometimes, you know, it's a lot when you're trying to promote yourself as an artist. And everybody doesn't have that built-up email blast. Like, I've been doing this for 6 years, and there's been some people who work with record labels who threw me their DJ list. Like, look, I believe in you. Here's a list that you can send your stuff off to. So, you know, I try to help other people in that capacity as well. Plus, I'm a writer, so writing bios and press releases that's kind of my thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's dope what you're doing. Because you're creating, like, you're the middle woman between the artist and the DJs and the audience, right, and all that. So that's dope that you're doing that. And make sure you keep sending those records my way so I can, you know, put them in the show and play that shit.
Indeed, you already know. I always send it to you.
Hell,
I feel,
yeah,
like it's great because it's especially with you being overseas. I feel like I have a bigger fan base overseas, shockingly. So it's nice to, you know, have DJs who are spinning my music abroad. And I plan to come over there. So it's like, it's dope to be able to network that way globally with the DJs and getting the music heard.
Yeah, but you're doing some great music. You know, as a DJ, I have to spin this. You know, when I hear it, it's just dope.
Thank
you know,
you.
Good hip hop. I like the beat selection. I like the things that you're talking about. I like the flows. You have a nice voice too. So overall,
thank
you know,
you.
it's just dope. So it's my job as a DJ to put the music in, you know, in the ears of the right people. You know.
Thank you. Sometimes it's a lot of politics with this music stuff, you know, and
yes,
that's the problem. So some people may hear me, you know, just because, you know, like you said, you like the music, and there's others who won't spin me for other reasons due to the politics of somebody else or something going on, or, oh, she's doing drums tracks, so, you know, there's some hip hop purists like the grimy soundscape and things like that. So, but I just keep going, and I appreciate DJs like you who respect the artistry that I'm putting out.
Yeah, it's dope. And I like to see you doing collaborations with like other female producers. You know, it's dope. And you just don't care about the other people or what they're saying. You just focus on your music. And we can hear that. It sounds authentic, and that's what I like, you know. I think we're coming back to authenticity in the music world, you know, because like the last 10 years there's been a lot of bullshit, you know, music, people trying to be commercial for no reason, just you know, staying away from their real self, and we're coming back to authenticity. What do you think about that?
Yeah, well, definitely. I mean, I've always been authentic. I feel like a lot of people, for the most part, they try to put on a facade to engage the audience with what they think they want instead of actually giving what they have to offer. You know, they want to copy this Griselda sound, they want to be hardcore, grimy, this, that, the other. And, you know, I don't glorify, you know, gangs or things like that. But, you know, I've lived that life. You know, I was in gangs. I ran away from home. All of this before the age of 16. Like, you know, I was just out there. And it's a life that I lived. And even after taking my shahada, you know, I regressed back and was doing some other things I had business doing. And so I know the game. I know the game left and right. I've lived it. I'm surrounded by gangster people. Just, you know, it's always about that. But I've changed a lot. But I still live that life. And I feel like a lot of people pretend to have lived the life they never lived just to put out content and put out music. So anytime I put out something, it's definitely authentic to me and my experiences. And I feel like that's more genuine. That's more relatable. I feel when you put out content that people can understand, you know, people understand heartache, people understand struggling, people understand being hurt, people understand being suicidal. I don't mind expressing myself about that. People understand about how it hurts to lose your mom and the impact it has on you. And I speak on all of those things. But people also realize that you can't overcome adversity. You can't thrive. And I speak on those things as well. So I feel like it's always best to be your authentic self. And pretty much, I just hope people hear it in the music. And I hope that they understand that I'm sending them a message that if I could overcome those things, that you could overcome those too.
Yep. And it's stuff that people can relate to. Like you said, they can understand and they can see that your life is authentic and you've been through some shit, you know.
Right.
And that's one thing that I like, you know, about you is that like, for example, there's a lot of female MCs that talk about sex, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's cool, one or two tracks, but they do it all the time. I'm tired of it. So right. I like when females take the mic to say some real stuff that can motivate other people, maybe to change their life around, and, you know.
Right.
So I respect you for that, you know, props to you for that, definitely.
Right. I don't believe in the put out, not for me, pushing a sexual agenda. Like you said, it's enough females pushing that. I think Foxy and Little Kim, you know, broke the mold with that, and, you know, okay. But there's more to offer than just speaking on your body. Like, I feel like women should garner respect, and you don't get it from speaking on things like that. So yeah, I never speak on sexual things to that capacity. I might make a suggestion, something sexual, because I'm grown, of course, you know.
Yeah.
I'm never going to delve into, you know, sexual nuances. I'm just not going to do it. I already have enough people in my inbox. I don't want any more in there.
Yeah, you're right. And talking about, like, you know, girls like Foxy Brown, like Lil' Kim, like, who's your all-time, like, favorite female MC?
Oh, everybody knows Bahamadia. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Queen Bahamadia.
Yep.
And I always tell people I had the pleasure of her reaching out to me, and we picked it. She gave me her number. And we spoke for days on end, for hours, and my husband would be like, who are you talking to? I'm like, Bahamadia, leave me alone.
That's dope.
To deal with, like, somebody who you idolize, and they notice your work, and they're like, look, let me give you some pointers. So, definitely Bahamadia.
Yep. Yeah. Dope music. Me, my favorite female MC of all time, and it's been like that since I was young, is MC Light. See?
Okay, yes, I love Light too. I love Light, especially being from Brooklyn, so you already know.
Yeah, she represents BK all day.
Yes.
Now, let me ask you some mixtape question. You know, I asked you who were your favorite DJ of all time, mm-hmm. and, like, do you miss the mixtape format?
Of course. I mean, listen, I used to love listening to mixtapes. I think there's nobody in hip-hop who can say they didn't delve into mixtapes. Even right now, I was thinking of starting a mixtape series, and I started with Alchemist and Hit-Boy joint, and then I got a couple more lined up that I want to do a mixtape on. So I love mixtapes. I love when a dope mixtape comes together and you get to hear all the joints that you really love on there, and I kind of miss that era of the mixtape, the remixes, and just the blend of all different artists on, you know, one mixtape with just hot joints all on there. So I respect that.
That's dope that you told me about that you wanted to do some mixtapes too. I was about to ask you this, like, when can we expect a mixtape from you, like some freestyle or unreleased stuff, you know?
But yeah, it's coming. I already started working on one. The first joint I dropped was Not Too Much, which is a remix of Alchemist, Hit-Boy, and Boldy James joint. So yeah, I'll send that to you, because actually nobody has that one. I just posted on Instagram, so I'll make sure I send it to you.
Oh yeah, for
that's
sure.
An exclusive.
For sure. Dope. Yeah, send it to me. I'll make sure I play it in the show for sure.
Yes.
Know? And to you, like, when you're listening to a mixtape, like, what do you want to hear when you press play?
Man, for one, I want to hear a dope intro. I want to hear a dope intro. I love to hear the drops.
Mm-hmm.
That's another thing. If there's any skits, I love those too. But I just love to hear, like, a pulsating beat. I love a beat that really grabs me. As you can tell, I'm very particular about beats.
Yep.
So I need a beat that starts off with a little nuance, and then it builds up, and the next thing you know, it has me going like, okay, this is it. I just love a mixtape that just has layers to it. Like, it has to have layers and dope transitions. Yep. From song to song. So that's what I look for.
No doubt, no doubt. Your mixtape got to feel a bit like a movie. You know, it's got to take you into an ambience, you know, like some type of grimy place when you hear it.
Cinematic, you know, like everything just needs to be flow with each other. So the transitions have to be like really dope. All the cuts and scratches, things in between. I need all of that.
Mm-hmm. And if you had to choose like a legendary mixtape DJ to Austin mix your mixtape, who would you choose?
Rest in peace, DJ K Slay.
Rest in peace, DJ Slay.
Yes. His were like my favorite. So I would love to listen to his. There were so many unreleased joints that I could recall till today. And I'm like, wow, I've never even heard this played anywhere. K-Slay would do it all. I think it was a joint. I can't remember. It was Papoose called Across the Tracks or something like that. And it was on the K-Slay mixtape. And I just loved it. I've never heard anybody else really play that joint. And I was like, okay.
Nice.
I kind of stuck with him with that.
Rest in peace to K Slay. You know, I always have respect for him. Even like before he passed away, he did the freestyle with 50 MCs, 100 MCs, 200 MCs.
Oh, yeah.
It's so dope, you know. Nobody thought about doing that before him, and he did it.
Right, and I love that he's, innovative, and I love that series. And when I was managing Jazzo, I think they did, he did a mixtape with him on it. Mm-hmm. I think it was Jazz, Twister, somebody else.
Oh, yeah, it was, what's his name? Lazy Bone, Jazzo.
Yes, remember Twist. That one.
Yeah.
So he did that one when I was managing Jazz, and I was like, okay, this is dope. So, yeah, I was feeling that.
Yeah, I think it was the 60 Seconds Assassin.
60 Seconds Assassin. Yep.
Yeah. Super dope. That's good because, you know, Jazzo delivered the hill verse, you know, that makes people be like, oh shit, he's still doing it? Yeah, he is. Legendary Jazzo.
Yes, that was my boy right there. So it was dope to hear him do that and be highlighted in a dope way again with the music. And I really appreciated that joint and him being able to really shine on that.
Yeah, you know, it showcases skills as an MC because he's a pioneer when it comes to, you know, that tongue twisting, rapping.
Yes,
you know.
He is the originator.
Yep. That's the name. let's go back in time. Like you told me, you know, you went to some stuff, you know, when you were young. Mm-hmm. Like what made you want to start a career as an MC? Like, do you remember the day when you say to yourself, okay, this is what I'm going to do?
You know what? It kind of snuck up on me. I took my shahada when I was 17. Then I moved to the Tabernacle where the mosque is in Macon here. Just to practice Sufism, meditation, prayer all day. And sometimes, you know, we'd take a little break. I used to write poems.
Okay.
And I used to write songs. I used to like to write songs and poems. And then, you know, of course, I like a little rap here and there. So there was one time I was in the Tabernacle and I went and put on the TV. So, you know, it's just me, a couple, two, Salwa and Tamam, that little couple, and they bought me a cat. So it's me and the cat, and we just watched it, and the doors come on. And so Jim Morrison is one of my inspirations for actually my poems into music. So when I watched that movie, I was inspired to try music different ways, to turn the poems into raps and turn the poems into songs. Mm-hmm. And so that was at the point where I started writing my first raps. They were righteous raps, of course, you know, but they were still raps. And I was like, okay, you know, I can rap a little bit. I never really took it seriously, of course, because I'm, you know, on a spiritual journey. But later on, when I returned home, probably around 2003 or 2004, I started to take it more seriously and write my first song. And then I wrote a song called Allah's Daughter. And I put it up on MySpace, which shows you how old that is. put it on MySpace, and I get a message from Professor Griff from Public Enemy. Mm-hmm. And he was like, yo, you're dope. Nice. You sit like a hardcore Brooklyn dude. I said, well, I am a Brooklyn girl. But, yeah, thank you so much. So he was like, I want to meet with you. So he took me and my producer to dinner. And he was just giving me gems and words of wisdom to keep pushing forward with my music. And, you know, don't let anybody stop me and things like that. And so it was really Professor Griff that kind of catapulted me forward to really consider taking my craft to another level. And that's dope. Recently ran into him at an art show like a couple of weeks ago too. So I thanked him for actually putting that battery in my back to keep going.
That's super dope, you know, to have dinner with a legend like that and influence you to, you know, go harder and into doing music. That's super dope right there. Much respect to him. Much respect to him.
Thank you.
What can we expect from you musically in 2026 and beyond? I know you just dropped two projects, but, you know, tell the people about what you got going on.
Oh, my God. I'm going to drop bombs. Watch what I say, because then they try to say I'm making terroristic threats. But no, I'm about to drop some music. More music. I just dropped Apex Rituals featuring Techzilla, Sakura Symphony, for my boy 2-9 Kill in Japan, Tex in Nigeria. I got Vince Vega coming up in Paris. Vinny and Vince Vega about to bang on him. Then I got my boy Brand New Beats and all of my Rugged Triad crew, Beats by Boogie, Kadero, Goldfings, Quenu, my boy Save Me, True Cypher. So I'm just coming with a whole bunch of projects. Then I have a dope collab project with a hip hop legend coming. I'm not going to name him yet, but we're working on it. When we drop, we're dropping hard. So we coming with the music, we coming with the visuals. I'm working with, you already know, Bandcamp, doing interviews, Dusty's Vinyl Magazine. So I have some more vinyl interviews that I did coming up. I'm just staying busy. I'm working on film because I am a film writer as well. So I'm working on completing this horror film that I've been working on, as well as two books. So shout out to Sunyez La, because he's one of my inspirations for journalism. He writes books. He interviews as well, and he's been doing this forever, since Double XL. You name any hip-hop magazine, he's worked with them. So he's like my mentor and inspiration. He has many books out. So that's what I'm aspiring to do, just hone my craft, keep putting out content. One book is for the culture. Another book is for self-improvement. And then I like horror. I write horror films. So I'm converting some of my horror films into books. Nice. So I'm staying very busy.
Yeah. I can hear that. That's crazy. You got a lot on your plate. That's dope.
Yes.
That's dope. So music, books, and movies.
Yes.
Nice. That's dope. Much respect to you. You know, you're putting girls on the map. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yes.
And do you have any, like, words of advice for the young female MCs that are maybe listening to us right now?
Yes. Ladies, keep your integrity. Keep your emotions intact. Use your discernment when it comes to people. Always be your authentic self. And just keep going. Even when you feel like it's getting hard and it's not worth it, it's always going to be worth it in the end. Keep going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Real words of advice right there. Make sure you follow what Indigo Phoenix just said, you know.
Right.
Because we want to hear some more dope female MCs, you know.
Word. I really do. I like to collab with females. Some females, it's hard working with females sometimes because it is. It's because of the stigma that gets put up where women feel like it could only be one thriving female MC. So it's this catty competition. But I don't see it that way. I feel like we should support each other more. Yep. And we should uplift each other. We should collab more. Yep. We should do more shows together. We should do more videos and content together, more projects together. Like, I would love to do a joint album with just me and another female, be it a producer or a rapper. But it's hard to get that because so many people move off of ego sometimes, cagginess, jealousy. And when I hit those hurdles, I've learned to refocus back to myself and stop the wishful thinking.
Yeah. I understand, you know, it's not easy, you know, got to deal with the egos, like you say, the personalities. Right. This should be a Wu-Tang, like a female Wu-Tang type group, you know?
Exactly, it should, but man, listen, you know, Wu is fam. You know, I've been there through the inception of Wu-Tang, and it takes a lot of stuff to get to that level that they were at. You know, for me being a teen, watching them come up, like, I remember us passing out the Method Man cassettes for meth. They would come in town to my daughter's grandmother's house and all come chill. And, like, A-Song was like my daughter's uncle. So it was just a vibe to see them. It takes a lot of work to get that close knit like they were, and really put the business forward above everything else. So I respect and commend them for the work they did behind the scenes just before they really blew up.
Yep.
And when they blew up, keeping it all together. So it's a lot of work. I'm not going to lie. I've had people in my crew, and it just doesn't last. And it has to be lack of the ego. Everybody has to be on the same page. Nobody has to be wanting to take anybody else's spot. And it's hard to find seven people who are going to stay on that plateau with you and really build with you. And there's not problems that arise. So I commend Wu-Tang for always thriving in that element. Back then, I didn't even want to rap when I was around Wu. I was just content hanging out and just, you know, showing up at the hotel rooms and just partying, and man, we was up, jumping up and down on Ghostface bed in the suites and stuff like that. Like, just being kids, you know? Mm. We went before the girls at night, because, you know, one of my cousins was friends with them too, and my daughter's father, you know, like I said, he was like brothers with their son. So, you know, I can hang out in the day, but not late in the night.
Yeah. It's not for the kids.
I mean, I was there at Grave Digger's first performance here with RZA. I was like 9 months pregnant at that show. Like, I have a picture in the Blackhawks jersey, and my stomach is just out there. And I'm standing there with RZA and watching the group, and I'm still in touch with Fruquan, and it's just crazy, like, the things that I went through with to watch those groups thrive. Like, it was just dope to be a part of that. So I think Wu-Tang Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, shout out. I hope everybody is voting to put them in there, because they really deserve that.
Of course. They influenced so many MCs. Not even MCs, but just people in general.
People in general, you know, right?
You see kids right now in 2026 with Wu-Tang shirts. It's crazy. It's crazy when you think about it. It's no other rap group that can pretend the same thing, you know?
No, not. And that's what I said. I don't think it's an easy thing to do what Wu-Tang did. They made it through so much adversity, so much loss. And I really respect them, admire how far they've come from when I've seen them.
Yep. Shout out to the Wu. And we only have a few minutes left in this convo. Do you have any last words for your fans worldwide?
Oh, man, I love y'all. Thank y'all so much. I mean, I never thought people would gravitate to my music, and I'm really deeply humbled by all the love and the response that I get from everybody. I appreciate you. I appreciate people like you, King, for supporting me, all the DJs, the blogs, my fans. I mean, and I don't even call them fans, they're listeners, my supporters. Some of them have my phone number, so I appreciate the text messages y'all give me, buying the music. And there's more to come, and I promise I will not disappoint.
No doubt, no doubt. Well, you know, we'll be here to support the music, so make sure you send me the new stuff. I'll play it in the show. And that was a pleasure to have you on. And hopefully we meet in real life when I get to New York, you know.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Yes. We connect in the dots. That's how we do it out there.
Exactly.
Well, take care. Peace.
All
thanks
right.
for your
Thank
time.
Thank you so much. Thank you for the opportunity, King.
You're welcome. Thanks for your time. Peace.
All right. Peace.